supplemental information related to the cost of living and pay range adjustments for behavioral health services employees.
Thank you, Jody. Tom, if you'd like to take this one.
Yes, and Mary certainly can jump in too. Mary and I met with the personnel committee just on this issue to see if, you know, what an explanation or an evaluation might be. The committee received the report. There was no action taken other than a comment by one of the committee members that there was hope that this would never happen again, that it was embarrassing. And that sort of was sort of captured our feeling too, that, you know, unfortunately this happened under our watch, not on the watch of this administration, but a previous administration, but still under our watch. And so there's an embarrassing element here. But I think we appreciate the correction to the extent that, you know, the administration is trying to make good on a going forward basis. And, yeah, it's appreciated. So I don't think we can go back for the reasons, you know, we would need everyone's consent. It is what it is. But going forward, it looks like things are corrected. And Mary, you were there and spoke at the meeting too. And
yes, I agree. In consensus, you know, with what the member of the personnel committee said, and it is what happened in the previous administration, and the current administration is trying to right what happened in the past, and is doing it in good faith and moving forward. And, you know, we've got a limited bandwidth of what we can do, and it's time we have to, you know, move forward and remedy the situation.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Tom. Are there any questions from board members? All righty. So this was an informational item as well. So with that said,